Shalom lachem.
Hello, we're here, our New Life series with Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzam Azaz. Hello. We're here lately speaking about communications, and each time we raise a different aspect of it in the subject of communications, and we try through our subject that we're talking about, understand and learn Rav Lightman's integral approach and acquire for ourselves a better way of life. And our subject today is the mass communications, and we're sure it will be fascinating, at least as much as the last ones. Nitza, please open the discussion. First of all, let's define what mass communications is. It's communications that talk to a very varied, wide group of people, very different from speaking to an individual. And this communication actually uses a number of mediums, radio, TV, newspaper, internet, movies. And this communication has a very big impact on people, on individuals and society, because it actually shapes public opinion, it shapes the reality that it's in, it impacts how we think, how we behave, our feelings when we're watching or we're reading. Its role is actually to give a review, to provide information, historical and current information, to give analysis, help a person understand the reality he's living in. There's a very big advantage on the one hand. In this way, all the people get information and they're open to the flow of information. And on the other hand, it doesn't leave them a lot of options or space for choice, because he's under the influence of this communication that raises that fills him with material, and he doesn't know how to discern what is true, what's lie, what's correct, not correct, precise, not precise. And we wanted to ask you to open this very big subject. What is the true power of mass communications today, and what is the extent of its influence on a person? We want to talk today only about radio, TV, and first of all, I want to say, if the whole world was connected in an ideal manner, then we wouldn't have language, we wouldn't have communications or anything, we wouldn't need it. A hand and foot and brain, they're connected to each other, and the brain is overlooking them and feels them, and this connection is very tight. We're all in one body, as we say. If we were also like this, feeling one another as one body, then there's no need for communication. There's communication, but such a communication where each and every one operates at full capacity, understands everyone, and everything happens in harmony and goes smoothly. Communications itself comes from a lack of communication. Therefore, it wants to somehow make up for that, on this lacking of this connection between us, and the more that we're more egoistic and we're farther from each other, then we have a deficiency for communication. Apart from that, to the extent that there are people that lead more according to their character, they want to rise up, impact others, determine policies, they really want to control things, to shape things. It's a modern world to shape the public opinion. It's not shaping. I just want them to think the way I do. That's it. There's like an enslavement here of those that are leading communications. They're holding it. They're the landlords, the owners. They shape public opinion. But I'm not relating to it in a negative manner. But definitely, humans are, all of humanity and the whole society are built according to a pyramid, and this pyramid demands that there be a head that thinks, decides, uses the people around it to stabilize and manage people, and the people, the masses that use what is being fed through all these media channels, and they don't really have a choice because they can't really shape for themselves any opinion or anything. So these things are correct. The only question is who's at the head and what is his goal for using this whole system that's called the media. But the fact that we need it, of course, until maybe one day we reach a state where everyone will be in a round shape and not a pyramid shape, or other some other structure, because all of human societies can be divided into all kinds of forms. And a pyramid is actually, it's a form that's accepted today according to nature, even though nature is now pushing us, pulling us to a round format. But until that happens, a ball format, but until that happens, we will all have to still use the current communications. Therefore, we need to understand that we must have communications. God forbid if it loses its influence. People need this communications. They want it. The more they're developed, the more they're dependent on communications because they have like a vacuum, an empty space that they feel they need in the morning, the evening, what's happening in the world. A person who's developed needs wider communications, what's happening from that side of the world to the other side. The less a person's developed, he cares about his village or what's going on locally. There's people that are very tied to some audience. A scientist is only interested in his narrow subject. And we see it all comes from nature. So it's not good or bad. Just communications has to be wide, and it has to be deep. And in all civilizations, each and everyone has to have everything. And we see that's how it happens. The question is, to what extent altogether is this communications helping humanity approach the demands of nature, the demands of our evolution, toward what, whether we like it or not, we're heading toward? Is that same communication educating us in advancing in harmony with the forces of nature and not putting us into conflict with these forces, which then we feel crisis, problems, that our society is starting to be not good, not suitable. The family that I build according to how I was shaped in nursery school and school. And when I'm older, I don't build a family correctly, so I have a problem, divorce, all kinds of issues. Communications is a means of education. It's not just information. I say to you something that's happening, da da da. It's not just that. In every bit of information, there is an educational aspect, which is already shaping the systems and absorption in your brain in a selective manner, what to hear, what not to hear, how to relate to this or to that. And so we truly need to, I would really be happy to see communications under the education ministry, all communications. Because at the end of the day, we need to shape a person so that he will be more empathetic, more developed. He'll know more how to relate to others, will be more mature in life, will know how to solve problems, connect with others. And this is what communications has to do. It explains something to us. It brings which uprisings, which systems are failing, what are we building, what's being destroyed by nature, anything. It has educational value, first of all. Why does a person need to hear it, after all? Just to fill his brain with knowledge? It always belongs to us, and it belongs to us, it demands from me a reaction. Positive, negative, what's in it? A person that is a desire to enjoy, a person a desire to receive, to respond to the events of life he's in, he needs to know how to do it. And he is not. We're not taught that in nursery school or in school. We're given knowledge about the world, a few laws, how the plants, how the animals, geography. But how do I have to relate to life? How to accept everything? How to connect to everyone? Which is the main, which is what a person's success is mainly dependent on and the feeling he can receive. That doesn't go through the education ministry, through all its institutions. And communication must see itself as responsible about shaping a person. Unfortunately, we don't see it in anything, and even those media channels that deal with education, it's very specific, only for people who understand, only for teachers, or for some people with methods, but not for a person. The results that we see, you can talk about. The results, unfortunately, we can't see. Apart from that, how do we manage communications and what do we use it for? Up until now, we said, okay, let's say it's built to influence. So who is at the head of it? People who write. Are they people who are educated, who understand? Do they have a correct perspective of life? Do they have the right relation to society? Do they understand the responsibility they have in their hands? They receive from society a carte blanche. To shape, they got a carte blanche to shape society, that they have to now treat society. Who are they? They finished some university where they truly, they're teachers. Do they have responsibility, knowledge? Or is it just people who know how to attract people with all kinds of stories and bits of information that people grasp easily and they enjoy it to fill their time, and that's it. Communication should be very, very responsible. And there are some, but I don't know. I don't see it according to what's happening, what I see in communications. I don't see there's anyone supervising them, checking values, checking the content for values. Apart from that, unfortunately, we all understand that whoever manages communication is someone who has money, because this entire system is very heavy, very expensive. And the media owners are very wealthy, and it's worth it for them, it's good for them to shape people's opinion for their own interests. And they do it in a way that a simple person doesn't know, but the fact that he's using all this media, it's all coming to maybe to calm him down or to take him in a certain direction or to to pay more attention to certain cases and distance him from what it's important for him to say, but it's not worth it for them, the media owners. Communications is a reflection of the society, the extent that the society is egoistic, that it's built from people who are each pulling to their own side. So what is actually communications? And unfortunately in that, we see that only a serious crisis can bring us to recognize the evil, and then people will understand that only the correct media, the filling of their content, can truly change a person and society. And there's no end to how many subjects are connected to this. What human need are you talking about? We're talking about in communications, mass communications, and not specifically for scientists or musicians, teachers, not according to subjects, not according to professions, sorry. There's also communications that's very filtered and closed off from the masses. We're talking about, today we're talking about mass communications. So what need does it answer with a man? We've seen it develop very much over the last few years. It's a consumer need. Consumer need of what? We need to prepare society with all kinds of knowledge, because people have a need to hear all kinds of everything from football to the news, right up to analysis, their verifications, and then a little bit higher till a certain height, which beyond, it doesn't belong to communications, but rather to people who think in different terms altogether, and politics, economy, etc. Why do we have a need to hear about these things? Because a person is developing. He doesn't live in a village. He knows how the whole world influences him, how he influences the whole world. He hears it, he feels it, he hears it from the media. Yes, he hears it from the media, but so what inner need, if you look at the fact that it developed mass communications, so what is this inner need? If we don't have an inner need for it, it won't exist. Yes, of course, human society. You're asking about the inner need inside a person. That's in our evolution. We are beginning to feel that we need it. I came out of the village. I want to know what my problem is. The city is maybe a few million residents. It's a little small world. It's like the globe, just mini. A mini version of the globe. There's all kinds of different people and parties and factions and conflicts. Right, left, wealthy, poor. They're all going out to all kinds of movements in the road. So each one wants to also have its own media to tell, to attract people. It's development. At the end of the day, inside us, there's an engine that's developing us and bringing us according to the inner plan of nature to the perfect connection. But this connection, perfect communications, that's ahead, it's far off. But in the meantime, the need for this we feel all the time, every generation more and more. Look, in accordance with that, that's what the media developed with. I remember in the 50s, they began with TV. There was a box, and what kind of TV was it? With a magnifying glass. And what was there, a movie or something in the evening? And nothing. And then slowly, slowly, they started telling about the world. They started bringing in news items from all over the world, movie theaters, movies. Then you have all the channels, 1,000 channels in your home, in any language that you want, with the translations. The inner need is activating these things. What is the internal thing? Nature. Nature. It's like a program that exists in our nature that doesn't depend on us, that obligates that we will develop and understand which world we're in, to gradually get to know what a bad world we're living in, and to what extent we ourselves must transform it to a good world. That's the recognition of evil, first of all, in our nature. That's what we're looking at. So in other words, you're saying it's a need to know the world we're living in and improve it? That's what moves it? That's what will move the... That's from the side of nature. From our side, we're developing. And now the stage that's ahead of us, to recognize the evil and the current journalist, that it's not creating, it's destroying. And now we specifically have to do a revolution in the media, to transform it to educational media, to recognize that there's no media that is not educational, and then we'll treat it like educational tool, and in that manner we'll change it and improve it from bottom to top. We can't have a neutral... Why does it have to be good or bad? Why can't it just be good communications, neutral? We said we're talking about an inner need from the nature side. So why shouldn't it be sterile? I'll bring you news items about everything happening in the world. Let's say in our world something happens. I'm scanning. I'm bringing you news items. I can bring you 1,000 news items. Maybe too much. So already I'm verifying something for you. According to some criteria, I'm filtering it, yes. Already in that, I am operating the integral approach. I want this you to see and this not. In which way do I write it? What's the emphasis I put on that? Maybe this yes and this no. It all depends on me. There's no neutrality in this, because there can't be, because it goes through people. And even if a person doesn't want, even if a person is against it, he will not be able to convey it like it is, because he always does it from his ego, from his will to receive. He has to put himself in. There's no such thing as a person without an ego. There's no one that can bring me clean communication, because there's no clean ego. But if he knows, if he's aware what goal he exists for, what kind of communications he has to bring to you, what kind of results you expect to have, if a person is educated toward that, and if he's gone through the correct media communications course, that he needs and understands he needs to bring people to identify with the perfect system, nature. If he's a communications expert, he will do everything for the sake of this goal. But what do we need anything else for? If we know everything correctly, we'll connect more between ourselves and nature, and we will integrate all of us in inner communications, where we will need outer communications less and less. We'll feel it. We'll feel one another. All the levels of nature connected together, just like hands and feet are connected to the same body. And then communications gradually, its goal will be to disappear, to bring a person to a state where it's communications from heart to heart. That a person will be integral. That's what nature is pushing us toward. And why shouldn't we agree? Why shouldn't we go toward it? Anything opposite that we're trying to do will bring us problems. Communications is not just about letting me read about my development. It prevents from me all kinds of crises that can come as a result of my lack of balance with nature. Communications is the most important tool here. So I have no other way of influencing a man. If it influences a man, then the communications is everything. How do I influence people? The educational system is... It works in the kindergarten, but that's also not correct because we think that an adult, we don't need to correct him. We think he didn't get educated and that's it. Whatever there is, there is. Why? Until the day I die, everyone must be under the influence of education. And the goal will be to create good relations between all of us and be in harmony with nature. Full coordination with nature, and in that way we will reach a full system. All the suffering and pain and all these things that we have from nature, all these breakouts, it all comes from nature. And at the peak of the pyramid, where we have lack of balance, he creates the greatest imbalance. If we educate a person, we will cause trouble in ecology, the climate, all kinds of things at the human level, hunger, war. It all depends on the human, on the... It connects to school and the kids. That's also communications. Yes, of course. To bring all these things to a discussion. And we have the ability to do that. Because every housewife that's worried about what's going to happen with her kids, when will she be able to come? You'll be able to influence through your simple... How she acts towards her kids, she needs to understand that there's nothing else. She has to be good to her kids. This is the most simplest woman. A woman anywhere in the world. You can get her through a deficiency that she wants her kids to be successful. And then you influence everyone. You reach a person's heart in a very sharp and focused manner. Don't think, what kind of education can we give them? Everyone in their audience, their eyes will be opened up, including your parents. They understand that their kids will have a successful life. Not just that a bunch of people are living in hunger. Half the world. I think that it's easy for us to understand as adults. It's easy to understand that communications influences kids. This we understand. But it shows the lack of awareness of how much the majority, the media influences us. I don't grasp everything they say to me. I don't understand it. But this is a feeling. Of course. I don't think that today people, maybe this is how they feel, but when you speak to them, they understand it's not like that. They received from, they shaped their minds in this manner. There's no person that is free from personal achievement or that lives from his nature, because we were educated. Look what Hollywood, look how they influenced the world throughout the last 50 years. Language, Hollywood, values, clothes. We're not aware of it, but they made an attack, a war, the most massive and strongest that's ever been done. There was never a war like that since the beginning of the development of religion. Religion, like Christianism. But then, what media channels did we have? It was hundreds of years ago. Until all. And we got to every place, Africa, South America, and we convinced people to come to Christianity. That was a revolution. And also a cultural education. Religion is media channels, and they understand how to work on the audience. And truly, they're Americans in the 21st century. They made they brought to the world some type of new approach for life. And this is a consumerism calculation. So we need to think of the good life material. They triggered a very big audience that everyone needs to yearn toward. Look how we succeeded. They wanted to attract the religions of all the world. Come close to us, get an example from us, be our friends, and then you'll have the same thing. That's politics, economics. It's a war. They came for the entire world and pulled them to us and changed. Why do I live? I live to be like an American. I take an example from there, and that's the media, actually. We see the example is very powerful. Until we're falling today, and today there's an empty space, just the opposite. Now we're starting from the height of, we're beginning to feel rejection, hatred. And now we see we're in like a vacuum, an emptiness. What will be next? And now we're seeing the Islam coming, the Muslims. And they're saying, we're the complete ones. We arrange our family to be in order, children education. Everyone's under the influence of the big ones. That a person goes along with the masses, he has confidence that he believes in the next life, everything will be good. That's also communications. Because it's worth it for him, it's safe. What does a person need? and this against this. And we see that one falls and another rises. We have to understand that these are ideological wars, not just news. What do I care that they give me information about this or that bit of news? I hear from thousands of cases happening every day in the world, how the media are choosing certain things. I was present at a few presentations special institutes, governments, for the media, journalists, etc. They have a very clear conclusion that me, myself, as a representative government, I am presenting in front of the media. They take pictures, they write it down. Sometimes you're not allowed to take a photograph. It's all agreed between them. Otherwise, you're not allowed to go into the briefing. While he's talking, one of the representatives of the government, if he puts a sign, if he makes a signal, then that's not for the media, that's just for you, it's your piece of news. And then he explains something. Then he takes it back, and what's he saying? Onward, that's for everyone. There's a whole very clear filtering. And it's not from the first floor, the direction. And it's correct, it should be like that, but what is it for? What's the goal? So the media, they have no goal, and we see it according to the newspapers, according to the TV channels. What does it belong to? Who does it belong to? Who are the owners? And accordingly, what interest does it serve? For the good of who? There's no such thing as non-dependent on anything. Because it always all comes out of people, and then surely there has to be a direction. Even if it's not connected to anyone, but it goes through someone, someone who's shaping it or arranging it. So if there's no one at the head of the media and in every place where they're shaping the information, if there aren't people that understand that through this they're building society, they're leading society forward, they are shaping not public opinion, they're shaping how we grasp things. I give people the ability to see this and not see that, to hear this and not hear that. I plan, I program his brain, his perspective, in a selective manner, so that he will verify and know exactly what he's grasping, how he has to receive it, how he has to respond to it, etc. We can see. You turn on the media in a second. You have the internet. You have, and millions of people go into the streets. How does it happen? Today, actually, they're using it in that way. They're really planning and programming. It's even worse today because there's technologies that we can't even understand at this point. There's a lot of work being done under the surface, so a person isn't even aware of it that he's being influenced. And of course, all this is to enslave the masses for the needs of a few hundred people that are at the top. But again, the problem is not that it's happening like that. The problem is, are those people at the top, do they understand that they're against nature or that they're going along with nature, the same steps in harmony? They're not rushing, but are going at the same pace as nature according to its general plan, bringing humanity forward. If they knew that and felt it, then of course we would surely be advancing properly. But the problem is, because they're taking us in one direction and nature is taking us in another direction, and its rules are clear, we're reaching a fork in the road, which is bringing the crisis. We can no longer stand it, so there has to be some kind of revolution. Now what's clear is that we've reached a state where those at the top who want to shape public opinion, and they have the power to continue changing what was decided, they don't have anything to decide. They don't have anything to decide because they see that they don't have in front of them a clear shape of the future. For the first time in history, they feel that if they give all the options, they won't know what to use. They won't know what to do. Because in their usual, means, they can influence the audience because the audience went in the path of being influenced by the media, and also nature is pulling them. So they're in a place where they can be together, the people shaping public opinion and nature. The gap has become so huge that they've lost their ability to even understand which direction, what to feed the people with. What gap are you talking about? I didn't get it. I'm talking about nature pushing us toward integration, to unity, to a circle. And the media are pulling us to individualism, to a regular consumption society, which is, it's finished. It's finished its era, the consumption era. It's finished its role. What does individualism have to do with the consumptionism? It's one and the same, because consumers, I'm interested in consuming more and more all the time. And nature is building in us a different approach, interdependence, a feeling of lack of joy, lack of life, by consuming for ourselves. Nature is raising us to another level where we need to enjoy the round system more and more, as if humanity is always going through stages of development, because each time it's going into a different level of development. It used to be between the animals. Then it used to be like a person in a village, then a person in a city, in a country, in the world. But now we're going into development, the whole world that is so multifaceted and divided, and each person wants to be alone and not dependent on everyone. Precisely the opposite. Nature, in this case, where we're so far from each other, we're so divided, and we're even proud of it. Whoever's more modern is more, less dependent on everyone. And now nature is putting us into the next level. And in that level, we're all connected to each other. Connected. You want it or not, you have to get into this format where everyone's connected. I don't want to be connected to them or to them. You have no choice. You're going in there by force. Nature is putting us in there by force. You won't be able to disregard nature. You won't be able to do all what you want with the natural resources, that you're destroying the whole world, etc. You won't be able to just destroy families. Why? Because otherwise you will begin to feel that you have no life, that you're getting close. And people that shape public opinion and on a partisan manner, each person in their corner, screw everyone, tear everyone apart, that society or those managers, those media owners can no longer exist. They can't. They're entering into a conflict with nature, and they're losing control. But what can we do onward? They don't even know themselves. Because all of history, we developed in an egoistic manner, and then they even went a few steps forward ahead of society, and they knew what to do. Who? The media. The owners, the people who control everything, the ministers, whoever, not just the media and government, everything. It's all connected. They all work on society. And now they don't understand. They are not going ahead of the people. Now, precisely the people will be more sensitive to changes that need to be done, that have to take place, more than the leaders. Why? Because the people will feel, because they're less egoistic, they're less developed than those big managers. They'll feel in a more natural manner that nature is obligating them to be in a round format, in unity. How will it be realized that they feel like that? In every city, there's a square. Or maybe finally, between the big ones, the shapers of public opinion, maybe some of them also understand and feel it, even though it's very hard to believe. Naturally, whoever's higher up is more egoistic. We see, according to the great economists, etc., how they cannot think in an opposite manner from what they have, from what they were taught. What you told me reminds me of the reality phenomena on TV. They completely disconnect them from the media. The media are completely aware of how much they influence people, so they disconnect people completely from the media. They put them in an isolated place in a manner that they can't have access to any media. And on the other hand, they allow them, they put them in all kinds of situations to see the interaction between them. And people are very interested in this, seeing the interaction between people. There's some people that say it's like peeking. It's like monkeys in a cage. I don't see any benefit to this. It's not scientific. What are we putting inside this cage? Who are we putting? We're putting people who have already been through everything and brainwashed by the media. So, of course, they'll behave according to how they were brought up and everything. So what's there to see here? It's just to see people fighting there. We see our nature. We see ourselves. That's it. Instead of, if you take any other 10 people, and it'll be the exact same thing. So what's there to see? So what are we learning here about our corrupt nature? For psychologists, maybe it's interesting, but actually for the future, for the correction, is it effective for something? No. So what do you learn from it? The people like entertainment and bread. So why is the entertainment there? Why seeing interactions between people? Why is this entertaining? Once upon a time, you used to throw people to the lions, and everyone were happy to see them eaten. I went with my wife once in Spain to the bullfighters. Yes. We walked out in the middle. She couldn't stand it. There was an attack and crying, and now she had like a... They're really solid people, elderly women with all the gold and everything. You can see it's really intelligent people, wealthy and everything. They're jumping and screaming that the poor animal is being killed. And here it's between people. It's the same thing you see in this cage. What's it called, this show? The Big Brother. I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, the Big Brother. Why is it a brother? What kind of brother? But you see, what we need, it's very simple. The solution is simple. We need a stronger society that can influence us and bring us... A society that can deal with the current society and will influence against it and take us to the good direction and not this low place that we're in right now. That will tell us, people, what are you doing? Look who's influencing. Look who's enslaving you. What are you doing to yourselves? What are you preparing for your kids? What are you doing to the planet? You have to be influenced by the society that is actually a representation of the upper force that presents to you the plan of creation, where you're going to go either way, whether you like it or not, but just through blows. But we, this society that is now influencing you, we can teach you how to go there in a happy way, how to feel this plan and how to feel each time that we're approaching something good and not from day to day that, look what's happening in the world, everything's bad. Only by shaping a stronger, better environment, say media, whatever, but strong, renewed. They have a direction, an ideology, a goal, dedicated people that check themselves every day, every moment in accordance with nature. Is what they're really doing? Does it bring people closer? And does it bring humans closer and humans closer to nature? I'd like to take this example still for a minute because I see that there's a need for people to watch. I see in these in this case, it's like bad relations. But let's say we could take the same show and try to build it in a manner that they'll teach us what is perfect communications. How would we arrange this Big Brother show in a different way? Which show? Like, say, even imaginary. You're saying this Big Brother? Let's say yes. Actually, it's a show not just in Israel, it's throughout the world. It just shows some very general need, not local. It's an international need. Everyone wants to see what's happening with people. If today we would show a show, a program like in ancient Rome where they eat people, where lions eat people, everyone would watch it. You don't understand how happy people would be to watch it. Of course, because it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. People eating people inside that apartment or wherever they put them or they close them off. Of course, there is a root, an opportunity, a chance to give a good education. If it's possible to use the same approach by changing the plan. How could, if you could create a reality show that presents the round approach to people. First of all, recognition of evil. Let's say it's a reality program. How would you use this reality program that's leading in the world right now, this genre, to advance the values that you want to advance? Recognition of evil. What do you mean? I still need to see, would you take people and make interaction between them? True interaction? Because there's an aspect of live TV here. No, it doesn't have to be true. True takes time and verifications. Here I need to be a bit more concrete. So what would you do? I want to accelerate development. So everything's in your hands. What would you do? You take people. First I'd show them how much we, how bad we are. How would you show that to the viewers or through the people, them as well? So we have people here. That's the plan. And there's the public watching. So first we want to show how each of us thinks only about himself, only about his pride, his honor, his righteousness, and is not capable otherwise. I don't want to, God forbid, put anyone down. You can take me as well to this program and show about how I cannot get out of my ego and how I am inside in these calculations, tiny, tiny calculations, and one is step on each and every person and always be right and always and be controlling, etc. Even by canceling myself. Even by canceling myself, I want to control other people and maintain everything like that. So that's the first station. Next. Apart from that, I need to show them what we have to gain and what we have to lose. How much we can gain through unity. And that's why we don't understand how much we're losing. We're running from the beginning, from connecting. To the extent that I cancel myself, I go into a space where I will be unlimited. What does that mean, cancel myself? That I will cancel my natural ego. And these are techniques that you need to show to the audience, through which we reach a new approach in humanity and nature, and that is how we'll advance. reality. Of course, reality shows. That's great. We can do those and show people. Okay, our time is up. In the middle of a discussion about reality shows, thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, all the best and so long.